got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping, slipping more and more away into that super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Welcome back to the VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown Show, where we recycle the world's best music each week on the world's best medium, radio. I'm your host, Mike Yunus, and this week, we will be extending Valentine's Day holiday by playing some of the greatest love and relationship songs to ever hit the radio, during the mid-60s through the mid-80s, from Love at First Sight to Violent Breakups. The many stages of love affairs have often been reflected in melody and lyric, and pop music has always been one of the most meaningful vehicles writers, musicians, and artists used to express themselves. Back in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, music genres changed dramatically from year to year. However, matters of the heart and relationships have remained the same since the beginning of time. The messages in the themes like new love, lost love, good love, bad love, unrequited love, consummated and rebounded were simply integrated into the various styles of music hitting the radio at the time. From the 60s pop and Motown to rock and soul of the 1970s to the hard rock, new wave, punk and metal of the 1980s, emotions of love and relationships have always filled the airwaves. To qualify for our show, each song had to have the status of being number one on popular music charts and include the topic of love or relationships in their lyrics. VR2's Chris Krause will join me to share some insider stories about some of rock's most iconic couples. So crank up the radio and get ready to take another trip on the VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown Show, where this show, it's all about the love. Kicking off this week's show, from one of the most notable rock couples of the 1960s, here's Sonny and Cher, I Got You Babe, their first worldwide hit and number one U.S. Billboard music chart smash.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. I got you, walk with me.
slowly, and time can do so much. All you still more. Speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Like a dog that begs for something sweet. recycling the world's best music. One dusty track at a time.
VR2 show, and you got Mike Yunus and Chris Krause.
Well, hello.
And we're talking about love.
We are talking about love.
And that's the ultimate love. That is love secured for life in most cases. Wedding bells, and that's a fifth dimension.
Yeah, but, you know, they did say wedding bell blues, which means that love doesn't always stay perfecto schmecto.
That's true. And in fact, in most cases, in most of the conversations we'll be having today, we'll probably go there.
Yes, they will go there.
So that was in our first set, our first medley of love songs, because that's what we're doing. And they happen to be from the 60s.
Well, actually, that song was obviously Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. were the big leads on that song. And did you know, Michael, that they've been married for 35 years?
It's a long time.
I know.
Then that puts us at, well, we're not going to go there.
No, we're
but,
not.
But, hey, that was a huge song, and that was a number one song on Billboard, probably for weeks.
Yes. And they were sort of a very popular entertainment couple.
Yeah, they had a TV show, didn't they?
She was a host, and she did a lot of theater as well, which kind of surprises me. But they did meet as early members of the Fifth Dimension, and they fell in love. And certainly they've had their ups and downs over the years, but they have something that most relationships don't. They have longevity. Mm-hmm. And they did it because they actually fell in love and worked at it. And their trials and tribulations were huge.
Yep.
Billy was an alcoholic. They had a lot of financial issues, but somehow they made it all the way through.
They had the longevity.
Yeah, and they decided that they'd better figure out their ups, their downs, which a lot of couples unfortunately don't do, but they did. And as a testimony to it, they've been together, like I said, for 35 years.
Their other big song was Aquarius.
Up and Away.
And Up and Away.
Yeah, that was a very big one.
I think, big songs.
Yeah, that Up and Away was, I think, popular in 66, wasn't
it? Well, it was. And then, you know, a complete, really, contrast to that was the song that played before that, which was Hello, I Love You by The Doors.
It is, without question, one of my most favorite songs of all time.
Jim Morrison in probably the most, I don't know, emotional song, maybe?
Yeah, and he belongs to the 27 Club, which is a group.
What is that?
The 27 Club, among rock and roll, is an age and an organization where the people who died, they died at the age of 27, and there are a few people like that, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison.
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
And there's a few others out there, and, you know, one of these days we should probably cover the 27 Club.
And before that, we heard another great classic love song from Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. Do you know who else did that song?
You know, James Brown, right?
No. Maybe. But I'm thinking of a more popular version that was on the radio. That was by Bette Midler, when she actually played Janis Joplin in The Rose, which, you know, was officially and unofficially Janis Joplin's love.
Well, I think it was really more Janis Joplin than anything. She, at least, from what I know, in order to create the character, she, you know, looked into Janis Joplin and read a lot about her biography and so on and so forth.
And kicking off the set and this medley, you know, Sonny and Cher, I mean, they had that love-hate thing. I think Sonny, she loved him to the end.
She did love him all the way to the end. And they were, believe it or not, one of the first iconic rock couples. Yeah, they were known as the hottest couple in rock and roll, sort of the beginning of the iconic rock couples.
And, you know, Cher, he idolized her. And I think he was the business, she was the talent. Obviously, his voice was not the greatest. He was on tune, and he was on tone, but I would say he was not the singer. She was, but when you think about it, they had kind of this, too, that
they
I think
people... They really liked each other, and he was actually married when he met Cher, believe it or not, and of course you do believe that. And they actually made a decision to call themselves Cleo and Caesar, I think it was. So he was married, and he ended up eventually ending his marriage because he did fall in love with Cher, which...
Excellent.
Yeah, hey.
And she went on, and she became superstar. He went on to become a political guy and was mayor of...
Didn't she go
somewhere.
On? She went on, and she married Greg Allman in 75, but she was only married for like
nine
days.
And she married Bagel Boy and a couple other... A couple other. She's had a lot of marriages, and I think that she's probably a malcontent in some ways. But she's gone on to be a superstar, and you know, I think she still holds Sonny very close to her heart.
Yeah, she went into the movies and Hollywood, and he went into politics.
Right.
And when he passed, she gave the eulogy, and it broke her heart. And it's just a great love story. You know, they remained friends for years and raised their children together.
Well, that's it. That's our first medley. We're talking about love on this VR2, and it's not a countdown show, except that we're moving through time, and we've been through the 60s now. Some of the biggest number one songs with a love theme, relationship theme, we've been through. We will be playing songs from the 70s. We're going to split it. The first half goes from 70 to 74, and then we'll do another set to finish out that decade. So stick around. Hi, this is Mike Yunis, host of the VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown Show. Tune in this Saturday, February 19th, as we extend The Love of Valentine's Day by featuring some of the greatest love and relationship songs to ever hit the radio. Songs about love at first sight, to violent breakups. Music genres can dramatically change from year to year. However, matters of the heart have remained the same since the beginning of time. Good love, bad love, unrequited, consummated, and rebounded. The many stages of love are simply integrated into the various styles of music hitting the radio. VR2's Chris Krause will join me to share some insider stories about some of rock's most iconic couples. So make it a date. Join us this Saturday, February 19th, for VR2's show that stands up for love. Visit the new VR2 show website at www.vr2show.com for showtimes.
Recycling the best music on the planet, VR2, Vintage Rock Radio, exclusively on 88.3 WLFC Finley.
88 WLFC. suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to spring.
Baby, baby,
if you're my goal,
should miss my lover one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
There's no mountain high enough, there's no valley low enough, there's no river wide enough to keep me from you. There's no mountain high enough, there's no valley low enough, there's no river wide enough to keep me from you. There's no mountain high enough, nothing can keep me
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Me and Mrs. Jones.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Oh, oh, baby.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel with everything in you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moving, I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? 'Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change, something moving. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, babe.
VR2 Countdown Show. I'm Mike Yunus, and we're here with Chris Krause.
Well, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
And we are talking about love.
Yes, we are.
And here's the thing. We are, I think this is kind of a unique show because we're taking all of the greatest love songs that have kind of made their way since the 1960s up through the mid-80s, and we're grouping them, and we're playing the best of the best, and these are all number one songs.
Yeah, they all reached the top. So these really are the top number one songs through any given year, and at least the years we're talking about, they were all number ones.
So there's not a bad one in the bunch, and so as you can see what we're doing, we're putting a montage, really, of all these songs together. That was probably the king of the love crooners. That it was Barry White, big guy.
Very big guy.
He had several projects going simultaneously. He had a female trio, I remember, called the Love Unlimited. Mm-hmm. And then he had the Love Unlimited Orchestra, which he had several instrumental hits with. So that was
That was a big one. And before that, the biggest cheater song, Billy Paul,
oh,
Me and Mrs. Jones.
I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs on the planet. I don't really have a backstory on it, though. Do you?
I don't know why women would like that song at all, because it's a guy singing about his OPP, other people's property.
Yeah, but, you know, who knows? I mean, is it ever described that maybe this woman? It's a great affair song, you know, something that you can imagine that could happen without guilt, but that's never real. But the song is great.
More without consequence.
Well,
but,
yeah.
Before that, my favorite karaoke song by Al Green. Now, there's a guy, soul, gospel. This guy is probably somebody we should feature in the future.
Yeah, he's pretty. You know, I don't know a lot about Al Green, but I do know that this particular song was referred to as the anthem for lovers. And did you know, Michael, that Al was not just an artist and a singer, a writer, lyricist. He also was Reverend Al Green.
Yes, for some time, I think that he lost that title for whatever reason. We're not going to get into it. But yeah, he did. He did take his, like a lot of artists will, they'll go to a place where there's trouble, there's issues, and they find God in a better place.
Yeah, his following was with the church called the Full Gospel Tabernacle, is mm-hmm. where he was the reverend at.
And, you know, it was very steeped in music, and music was what carried that their message for them. So
yeah.
Before that, you know, and you probably have more to say about Janis Joplin than I do.
I'm going to keep it limited because we will be doing that, right?
Yeah, me and Bobby McGee, yeah.
The thing that I really know about this is she was dating Kris Kristofferson mm-hmm. and spent a lot of time with him, and he is, of course, the true writer of this song.
Yep.
And she dated a lot, but at that time, at the time that this was very popular, it was Kris Kristofferson.
And he's known for his, some rock music, but really his country-influenced music.
But you know what? If you go to the website, our website, it says, it actually shows some pictures, and there was a picture of someone else she was dating besides Stephen Stills, Kris Kristofferson. It's Peter Tork from the Monkees, which
that,
is a unique
yes,
picture.
That's a, you guys should all take a moment and log into www.vr2show.com. We've got some great pictures. You can also listen to some former or previously run shows, and there's a lot of information on there that might be of interest to you. So when you're bored at work, you can log in or something like that. Before that, we had George Harrison and one of his big hits, Give Me Love, and it had peace tied to it because it was wartime when the song came out. Before that, or you, and actually we've got some, you're going to talk to us a little bit about his unique love affair.
Well, I'm not really certain about his love affairs. I do know that he was deeply and desperately in love with Patty Boyd. But, well, Patty Boyd was a model. Mm-hmm. And she actually met George Harrison on A Hard Day's Night. She was chosen to be in the audience as one of the schoolgirls in the movie. So that's how we met Patty Boyd. And then they fell in love, and then he married her. But hey, guess what? So did Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
He desperately fell in love with Patty Boyd. And he met, you know, he married her eventually, too. She also had Patty Boyd, and I think it was 2005 or 6, being a photographer, she has a huge gallery in California, and the title of this wonderful exhibition that she had was referred to as The Muse, only because she's been around the rock and roll block a few times, but hey.
That's good.
Yeah.
The good information. Before that, probably the one of the foremost singers of Motown, an artist of Motown, Diana Ross, and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Yeah, this song actually took quite a long time to actually get recorded and put in the air as the hit that it was. Motown chief Berry Gordy didn't like the song, and it took forever for him to agree with Ashford and Simpson, the writers, to produce the song that became a huge hit and actually delivered the best female pop vocal performance to Diana.
Hey, didn't you just see Diana in concert?
I did, and she, you know, I got to tell you, she was excellent. Her voice was flawless.
Did they open with Ain't No Mountain High Enough? Because every time I hear this song, I think of her.
I don't know if, I don't think they opened up with it, but it was a featured song. It might have been the song she ended with.
I'm sorry I didn't see that show.
So it was a great show. And again, her voice has changed throughout time. I think it's better now than it was even when she was younger. It seemed a little weaker and a little thinner. when she was
younger.
You
know, that's kind of unique for an artist. Mm-hmm. It starts to dwindle as they get older. What? Where did you see Diana Ross?
At, I want to say it was at the Palace in Cleveland.
Wow. Very cool. That would be
very
a great,
intimate.
A more small hall concert. Mm-hmm. That would be a wonderful show.
She's a very gracious artist. And before that, you know, another Motown great, the Jackson 5. And I don't think we would even have a survey of love songs without Motown and soul.
I would agree with that.
And the Beatles.
And the the Beatles.
Because the Beatles, they've contributed so greatly to this. And starting off this whole set, we had another great 70s act, the Carpenters.
Yeah, what a romance.
Close to
what a story. I don't know that she had any, I don't think she ever married, did she?
I don't think, that's a good question. I don't think so, but she and her brother had a relationship that probably prevented most
outsiders. Yeah, we won't talk about that.
We won't go there. But that's pretty much the roundup of our set.
It's a beautiful set.
And that as you can see, we're not just talking about songs that have the word love in them. Some of them are very focused on the stages of and phases of love, of relationships,
right? Well, we did this thing, and if you go to the internet, again, you'll get to see it. We refer to it as the love grid, and it goes through, it goes through friendship, attraction, passion, longing, lust, obsession, and hatred. And all of these songs of all of these couples, somewhere they fit within that realm. So we've broken it down into four sets: friendship, attraction, romance, passion, longing, intimacy, lust, obsession. So anyway,
so there's a lot of it won't be all about happy, lovey, kissy, huggy. It's going to be real relationship type songs. And then Chris, you're going to integrate some of the iconic couple insight.
Yeah, rock royalty, iconic folks into all of that. But I think we can safely say there's an awful lot of songs about, you know, songs that have tremendous lyrics and tremendous melody, and it's all about love. I think the one thing that we don't have is the hatred songs. We don't have those. But then again, this isn't a country station.
That's true. That's true. Good observation. We're going to be moving into the mid-70s to late-70s next with a band called the Eagles, you might remember. So keep it right here for 1975 through 1979, some great love songs to celebrate a month of love, February, on the VR2 Show with Mike Yunus and Chris Krause.
Best of my love, you get the best of my love. was a quiet night, and I would be alright if I could come.
I doesn't come at all. I only know that when I'm in it, it isn't silly. Love isn't silly. Love isn't silly at all.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Straight. Oh, and I, if I stay here, about you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. All over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in.
never make me feel the way you do.
Oh,
so keep on loving me, baby, and I'll keep loving you. It's easy to see when something's right or something's wrong. Oh, stay with me, baby, and hold me all night long. Show me everything you do. Cause baby, no one does it quite like.
VR2 Countdown Show, and this is our special love as we celebrate Love Month, February. This is our love show.
Yeah, and we're talking about music and how it really generates strong connections.
And this song had a strong connection to making up.
Yeah, well, Peaches and Herb, I mean, they were just sort of a great group, and I think at the time they were kind of a top-selling R&B duet, weren't they?
Yeah, Reunited was a number one hit and was on Billboard for what seemed like forever.
And did you know that the word peaches came from the disposition of Peaches as a child? She was so sweet that was her nickname. They called her Peaches, and of course, Peaches and Herb throughout the years. And
that's arriving at a name in a very simple, obvious way.
I know, but it stayed put because there were six Peaches throughout the years. They really didn't have a relationship.
That's
Peaches
actually pretty
and Herb.
Funny, though.
I know it is.
Six Peaches.
Six.
That's almost a peck. They were a peck of peaches.
It's a baker's dozen. But there were six, and the truth is that, you know, over the years...
one peach replaced the other peach, and I get that.
Well, the common denominator through the whole thing was Herb. he didn't change. He was still the Herb.
He was picking new peaches all the time. So other than that, before that, we heard a song that was somewhat questionable and had a message that some stations banned, which was Kiss You All Over by a band called Exile. Huge song, very haunting, kind of distinct beat in it. Mm. I think that it's very catchy, and I love that song.
Yeah, I like it too.
Before that, another, I would say, movie couple, Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, and You're the One That I Want.
Oh, and you know, there are some fabulous photos of Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta
on our website.
Yeah.
www.vr2show.com. Take a look at those. Before that, a song that really spoke to the genre that was really king at that time, and that was disco. Thelma Houston's Don't Leave Me This Way. And what can you say about that one? That one was huge.
Dance.
And it's still one of those songs that I don't care what you're doing, you're going to stop what you're doing, you're going to stand up and move a little
Twirl.
Bit. Twirl. Before that, a band that was probably known for love songs and pop songs from the 70s, they were king. The Bee Gees. The Every Brother had a hit. And the other, oh, we played two of those songs. No. We played two songs from the Beach Boys. We played two.
Dude, really?
We played two songs from the Bee Gees. We played I Just Want to Be Your Everything and How Deep Is Your Love.
Good songs.
Saturday Night Fever songs.
They were always on the airways. You could never turn on the radio without having the Bee Gees constantly.
They were big.
They were.
And before that, gosh, how many love songs did Paul McCartney have after he left the Beatles? Many, many. I'm not asking you for a number. But it was so many, couldn't even begin to tell you. Before that, kind of a broadcast. Do you have something to say about Paul?
Yeah, well, you know, Paul McCartney, he would be referred to, I would think, as major rock royalty, wouldn't you? And
He's been knighted.
He has been knighted, Sir Paul. He would be referred to, I think, as the top Beatle, and he enjoyed one of the happiest relationships in rock history, and in truth, one of the unhappiest relationships in rock history.
Well, the happiest one actually has some Cleveland roots.
Yeah, Linda, his first wife.
Had family right in Shaker Heights.
Right. She, of course, unfortunately passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he married a woman with one leg.
Yeah. And a model.
Yeah.
To boot.
Yeah, she's kind of a questionable human being. Not yeah. tremendous character. But I don't really...
But see, we always are going to err with Paul because we love Paul and we love the Beatles. She might have been
right.
a victim.
Well, she may have been a victim. I know that Stella did not like her from anything I've read. It's kind of hard to listen to how Stella felt about her. And, but anyway, rock royalty is rock royalty. You always want to know the particulars, and you're always weighing, is it true or is it Memorex?
And ironically, we had another night just before him. We had Sir Elton John.
Oh, what a great song. Isn't that one of the happiest songs?
Yep. And I would say in his duet wife. Our girlfriend, Kiki D.
Well, they really weren't girlfriend and boyfriend.
No, but I mean, in song they were.
Yeah, in song. Do you know how he met her?
Oh.
Well, it's kind of interesting. She was one of the backup singers for all of his other music, and they were friends. And so, and when this particular song was recorded, I found
this
fascinating.
Which is Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Right. When it was recorded, it was initially recorded with, he was in Toronto. He recorded it, and during the recording, he sang real high little notes so that when she recorded it, because she was in London, and, you know, he sent it to her, and then she recorded her part, and then they took it to the studio and made it happen.
See, you don't have to be anywhere in particular. You don't have to be present to do anything anymore.
No, it's like a marriage. I mean, you have a greater marriage if the two of you are not together. And you know.
It's true. That's why their relationship lasted as long as it did. Before that, the Eagles, whose relationship with each other was pretty crazy, very, very turbulent is the word I was looking for. The Eagles were one of the biggest bands, obviously, of the 70s and of all time during the rock era. And that song, Best of My Love, huge song.
Yeah, I did the Eagles out at Legend Valley concert.
You might want to qualify that.
Yeah, did I do the Eagles? Well, you know, I was... the Agora brought the Eagles to Cleveland. And I worked for Henry LaConte, who owned the Agora, and I was one of the promoters.
Okay. So that was the 1970s. Great stuff, great songs, all in our little love and relationship theme. That medley was taking us out of the 70s, and now we're moving into the 80s and into the first half of the 80s. Some great divas coming up on the next set.
So, stay with us.
Hi, this is Mike Yunis, host of the VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown Show. Tune in this Saturday, February 19th, as we extend the love of Valentine's Day by featuring some of the greatest love and relationship songs to ever hit the radio. Songs about love at first sight to violent breakups. Music genres can dramatically change from year to year. However, matters of the heart have remained the same since the beginning of time. Good love, bad love, unrequited, consummated, and rebounded. The many stages of love are simply integrated into the various styles of music hitting the radio. VR2's Chris Krause will join me to share some insider stories about some of rock's most iconic couples. So make it a date. Join us this Saturday, February 19th, for VR2's show that stands up for love. Visit the new VR2 show website at www.vr2show.com for show times.
Recycling the world's best music. VR2 on 88.3 Vintage Rock Radio.
WLFC.
Get into you. Don't try to fight it.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over. Starting over. Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy? It's time to spread our wings and fly. Don't let another day go by, my love. It'll be just like starting over. Starting over. Why don't we take off alone? Take a trip somewhere far, far away. We'll be together all alone again, like we used to in the early days.
Well, well, darling, it's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame, I know time flies so quickly.
Like starting over. Starting over.
Look out.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown.
Oh,
no New Year's Day to celebrate, no chocolate cup.
Love is.
VR2 Countdown Show, and we want to remind you that we have our own and brand new website.
It's an awesome website with some tremendous pictures.
Tremendous pictures, and if you're interested, you can even advertise on it. So take a look at it. It's at www.vr2show.com. That's www.vr2show.
And you can also get any show how many shows have you done?
Well, we're adding new shows, new old shows all the time, so that you can actually listen to the shows on the site. So getting back to the music, that is one of my favorite rock ballads. That is I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner. I know. It's not one of your favorites, though.
Well, no, I don't dislike it. It's just not one of my favorites.
Okay. So we'll go to the one before that, and that one is one of your favorites. That's Saving All My Love by Whitney Houston.
I just like Whitney Houston, you know.
This flawless voice.
Yeah, and I do have a few things to talk about. You know, talk about relationships. My goodness. You know, she is, and well, I don't think she is now married to Bobby Brown, but she started her career with her aunt, Dionne Warwick, and she had a wonderful soulful voice and still does. Then she married hip-hop singer Bobby Brown, and then they descended into, I would consider, a drug-fueled, violent free-for-all that lasted about 15 years.
Yeah, that was the 80s.
Yeah. And she had a ton of severe incidents. And
Bobby, that was the 90s.
Yeah, that. But, I mean, Bobby Brown's sister had not really nice things to say before she cleaned up her act. She actually was quoted as saying that she was the toothless crack addict.
Mm.
And then she cleaned her act up, and she presented at the 2009 American Music Awards, and just everybody went, finally, she's back.
Yeah, it was a brutal period of time for her.
Such a long time, really.
It was. Yeah.
So anyway.
With kids in the balance, but or in
beautiful
the
voice. Absolutely, yep. Beautiful. But, you know, tough choice with choice in men.
And one of the divas on our show, you know, that medley.
I think it's a real good example of how love can go bad.
Yep. Which brings us to a song that is specific to that topic, and that would be Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yeah, she's just, she's one of my most favorites, Mike. How about yours?
Oh, I mean, come on. And, you know, she's vegetarian like me, so, you know, we're like that. We're the same that way.
Yeah, you guys are. And I think that it's fascinating about her is that this song was one of her most successful singles after her breakup with her husband. But did yep. You know, she had such a tempestuous marriage with her husband, Ike. And, you know, it was well known for his physical abuse, but also for his serial infidelity and drug addiction. Anyway, what's
Ike?
Ike and
Ike
Tina
was
Turner.
A bad guy.
Yeah, they had a violent marriage, and it all ended in 76. And then, well, this kind of blew me away. She was about 44 when her life really started after her relationship with her husband, and when she started her career alone. And she's just had hit after hit since then.
And you know, she's always on the last tour. I think I've seen three of her last tours.
Yeah, Cher too.
Cher, yeah. Cher is one of those. She's like a cockroach. She just keeps coming back.
But we love her.
We do love her. Before that, we heard from probably, if we had to look at all of the artists in this bevy of great artists that we've run in these medleys, Stevie Wonder has to be probably at the top for me. And I Just Call to Say I Love You, which is such a great love song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, for so many people. And before that, we heard from the Eurythmic, Annie Lennox and David Stewart, who are also a couple. And they remained the Eurythmics until they split up. If we're going to talk about couples, they had their issues. Sweet Dreams was a huge song, and a song that came from their hearts for each other.
Yeah.
Before that, another Beatles song. Only this time, John Lennon as a solo, and Just Like Starting Over. And I think we have a little story because he and Yoko went through their rough times.
Well, they did go through their rough times. He was a famous rock star in the world, and she was the bizarre avant-garde conceptual artist. And their courtship not only caused turmoil, really, it was cited as being the absolute reason why the Beatles broke up. So they referred to her as like an evil woman at that time. Yeah, really?
Well, she didn't wear any makeup, so she scared some people.
Yeah, but it was also at a time where women, you know, they were wearing makeup, they weren't wearing makeup. But
I know, that was a very trite statement.
Strange yeah. Time, actually. They were both married to other people when they met. You know, they were drawn together in this amazing way, and anything that I've actually researched on on this couple. You know, he was done with the Beatles at the time that they met, and he was looking for a reason to move on, and she was his reason, and they fell deeply in love. And it was simply kismet, really. Mm-hmm. And you know what's kind of interesting? John was born in 1940. He died in 1980. That was actually 31 years ago when he died. If he were alive today, he'd be 71. Yoko was born in 33, and, you know, she is today 77.
Wow. That was a really that impacted me, that death, because that was, you know, so real and so big, because he was really just at the top of his solo career.
And they were just so amazing together. They did that whole staging of the bed in. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We have pictures of that. On
the website.
Yeah. It's really interesting things. They were the master media manipulators in a lot of ways. They brought tremendous amount of attention to the Vietnam War. And, you know, Nixon actually tried to deport them. But they had the bed in. And during the time that they had the bed in, they actually invited a lot of people to be part of that,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they created the song right from the bed-in, and which just blows me away. There's pictures of it on the internet. Give Peace a Chance was recorded by their bedside with Petula Clark, Tommy Smothers, Hare Krishna Choir, all the cameras, and several.
A couple that the world wanted to follow, and whether you agree with them or not, they really did stand up for each other and for what they believed in. So, great stuff. Which brings us to a couple that, you know, unlikely couple maybe, Hall and Oates.
Yeah, they're a very interesting quote-unquote couple.
Well, there were rumors about them being a couple, you know.
Yeah, I remember. But this particular song is such a great song.
Kiss on My List. It is a love song with a happy kind of upbeat kind of tone to it. And I'm glad it made our list. Kicking off our list, another one that kind of played off of a dance but still had love going for it, and that was Michael Jackson's Rock With You.
Whenever I heard this song,
remember The Rock, the dance?
Yeah, I do. Back
Do you remember this song, The Rock?
Yeah,
Rock?
I do.
Great song, and this was one of the number one songs from 1980.
So we've included an awful lot of people in this. We some of these folks are still together.
Yep.
You know, others are not so much together, but they are all, every one of them, I would think of them as the iconic rock couples, the rock royalty, and they are all, really, their stories are timeless. And some of them are the original hot messes of rock and roll, don't you think?
Yeah, there's all the hot messes are not outside the media.
No, they're not.
But no, Chris, this has been fun. Thank you for the insight you brought on the couples, the music, as always. I've enjoyed the medleys.
Yeah, me too.
And I think they flow great, and now I'm totally in love with everything.
Yeah, we've got some really great shows coming up too, so go to the website.
Yeah, check out the website. We're proud of the website. It is going to be announcing upcoming shows. It will also be a place for us to collect shows that have previously run. You can download them or you can listen to them on the site. There will be pictures that kind of punctuate what we're celebrating in the music, and we hope that you will stop by and visit us there, and of course on the air.
And you can make a request online as well.
And you can make a request, not only for an entire show theme, but for a song. That's always welcomed on the VR2 show. So thanks for listening. Well, that's it. That's our show this week. Tune in right here next Saturday for another VR2 Vintage Rock Radio Countdown show, where we will feature another great list of songs for you from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. In the meantime, keep listening to radio. It's the original wireless. It's always there, and it's still free. We'd like to thank our host station, WLFC-FM in Findlay, Ohio, and our affiliate station, Oldies Radio 1620 in Harrisburg, York, PA. So that's it. Taking us out of here, one more song from our love theme.
It's a great song.
It's a great one. Taking us out, Mel Carter. It's a song that will fill your heart with love. So Chris, give us a song title.
It's Hold Me, Kiss Me, Love Me.
We'll see you next week on the VR2 Countdown Show.
What I want to know, and then just hold me, hold me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Thrill me
just the same as will be when you make me tell you I love you. They told me be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me. Say adieu, so kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me when you do. I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Tell you I'm in love with you. Never, never, never let me go.
You're listening to VR2 Vintage Rock Radio with your host, Mike Eunice. Count down 20 of the best songs to ever hit the airwaves each week on 88.3 WLFC.
88. WLFC. see thinly.